Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes Impaled on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Tonight, he's back. Spencer Strider taking the hill. Mike, we only saw him one time before he went on the IL, and then, you know, the hamstring playing catch thing happened. But his last start was April 16th. So we've only seen Spencer one time, but the bottom line is getting him back, we know what it means for this pitching staff. And by the way, AA, Alex Anthopoulos, our general manager, went on the Steakhouse earlier today. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what he had to say. I am a little disappointed, Mike, in what he had to say about two things, Raisel Iglesias and then getting more at-bats for Drake Baldwin, which is something we spent a lot of time on yesterday.
Yeah, like, I get it. So you got an investment with Murphy, and you still have to worry about at some point, Drake may be slowing down, but he's showing no signs of that. So right now, the idea that he wouldn't play against lefty pitching on a Tuesday and Thursday in this series, that to me is bullcorn, as Carl would say. But even more bullcorn, we love Alex. I don't want to make this about killing Alex because he's done good work here, but that excuse about what's up with Raisel Iglesias, Carl, that, well, you know, he does so much warming up in the bullpen sometimes, you know, he burns out. I'm like, what? I know it's not like, you know, in Japan where they warm up, you know, every minute, every inning, and they'll have rubber arms. But, I mean, you're telling me now, see, what, you guys have a pitch count in the bullpen before he even gets out of the bullpen?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, it's a little bit suspect. But here's the deal. Like, he just hasn't been dominant. He saved games. He's been shaky at times, and when he goes in the ninth inning and we got the lead, he is, this season at least, giving up a hit or a run. And then you get on edge, and you're like, okay, Raisel, settle in. And then he does, and he's gotten some saves, as I said. Look, we're going to look up, and he's going to have 30 saves again at the end of the season if everything goes right, meaning the offense is as good as we think it's going to be. The pitching continues to be good. He's going to get plenty of opportunities. But as I said on social media, and we invite you to follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. He's been too inconsistent for me this season. Mm-hmm. So let's hear Alex talk about this. By the way, the full interview online at Odyssey.com. You can check it out, 929 The Game on the Steakhouse. But here's what he said about not being concerned about Raisel Iglesias.
Not at all, and I know I'm supposed to say that. I guess if I was, I wouldn't come out and say it. But, and I will tell you why. You know, the one thing that the fans all see is when guys actually pitch in a game, we monitor and track how much they're up in the bullpen, right? And those, when you're up and you're, you know, we call it being up and hot and getting hot, getting ready to get into the game, that's something, right? It's not this equivalent of an appearance. But, you know, I've had some guys tell me that's the equivalent of half of an appearance. I've had other guys tell me it's three quarters of an appearance. Some guys will get up twice and not get in a game, and that could be viewed as an appearance. So he's been up a lot. That's not a criticism. He's always available. There's no issues with his health.
We've played a lot of tight games. You know, those are the moves Snit needed to make, and it happens. But I think some of the rough outings have been on the tail end of he's been worked hard. And again, that's not a knock. He's available. We signed off. Everyone knows before we all sign off on guys being available. So I'm right there as a part of it. But that's where some of the rough outings have occurred.
So in other words, you ramp up and you amp up, and apparently put some wear and tear on you, which, you know, I mean, look, relief pitchers, it's a fine art and how you, you know, your body and how you do your work. But still, I mean, then if there's that much handle with care with Iglesias, then we got to look for another closer at the deadline, period.
Yeah, look, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. Remember a few years ago, even I think it was 21, Mike, or 22, where we had a couple of guys that had closed, and he went out and you know, acquired these guys at the trade deadline. So you had some different options. But at the end of the day, like, I hear what Alex is saying. I just don't think that's the reason why he's not been dominant. His stuff's not been great. It's been okay. And like, we can say this about him just like we can say, hey, you know what? Sean Murphy wasn't hitting last year, or we didn't know what to expect, and is he going to hit his weight this season? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. It doesn't mean that he's a bad closer. It just means he's been too inconsistent. So I get it. I'm not going to tell you, Alex, is it protecting him there, Mike? I get the explanation. I just don't necessarily agree with it 100%.
As we say all the time, yes, you'd love to have in his prime an Aroldis Chapman, you know, throwing 100 miles an hour, in his prime Mariano Rivera. You know, even like I said last week, Heater, those guys, they just kind of, they grow on trees. And this year, statistically, it's really a down year for closers across the board.
True, true.
But if you're a Braves fan, you've dealt with Melanson. Then we had Smith. Remember him?
Yes.
And look, we won a World Series with him. Kenley Jansen was good and bad, but we just rarely, if ever, you got to go all the way back to Kimbrel. That's like 11 years ago that we had the guy that was actually throwing BBs out there consistently.
And nobody's talking about that, right? I mean, where is he at, by the way? Where is Craig Kimbrel? Yes, I mean, but he's not been given an opportunity to come up here?
I mean, it's the end of the string. I mean, we'll see. I would have thought they might have gone to a studio. Look, if you see this bullpen, which is really good up until last week, then a couple more wobbles, maybe we'll see if De Los Santos can't tighten things up. Perhaps we'll see Kimbrel. But one thing for certain, I still think you need two more setup men before this trade deadline. I know it's early days yet, but that's an issue.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. Talking about our Braves back in action tonight. Strider makes his return after being on the IL with that hamstring injury. You know, he pitched, and then it was 5 days later, he was playing catch, and then he was hurt. And so, again, we hadn't seen him in a long time, but we know what he's capable of in 22, 23. I mean, combine those years, guys. We're talking about a guy who went 31-10 with a 3.36 ERA and 483 strikeouts in those two seasons. He is as dominant as it gets when he is completely healthy. Let's hear Alex Anthopoulos again on the Steakhouse today talking about Drake Baldwin, who I think is the secret sauce, and is he going to get more at-bats?
You know, Snit's going to just try to get him in the lineup when he can, especially with a left-handed bat with the starters against the Red Sox. Pretty good splits right-left. It made sense to get the left-handed bat in there. Murph, we're facing two out of three left-handers with the Nats, so Drake will play game two. Murph is playing game one and game three. And Snit does a great job of getting all these guys at bats and keeping them in the lineup, so we're excited about him.
Boo!
Yeah,
woo!
I mean, come on, man. Look.
Kids hitting 540 or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm you know, serious.
It's you think about this, like, when, imagine when Chipper came up, you know. Yeah, you know, we got this kid, Chipper Jones, and yeah, he's raking, but, you know, we don't want to take it bats away. Get the out of here. If you're ready for the show, you're ready for the show. And again, all these Braves fans, well, the bitches, they'll figure him out. What is this dedication to Sean Murphy? He's a bum. He's a bum. Okay, he's not clutch. He's not clutch. He bet. By the way, we looked it up. The year that the team was incredible in 2023, what he bet in September? 111.
Oh,
bum. Thank you.
That's terrible.
He's not. I mean, again, all this. Well, his defense. Defense for what? You telling me that everybody comes and plays the Braves run station to station? They steal first. They steal second. They steal third. You wouldn't steal first. You'd be on first. But you get the idea. I mean, yeah, okay. It's important to have a defensive catcher handling the pitchers. I'll take the guy who's raking on a team which has struggled hitting.
Who are you, Little John? Defense for what? What are you talking about?
I love
about?
His braces. Well, it's very important to you. Well, I mean, I think, you know, they're working. Here's the thing with the pitching staff. They're about as young as the freaking catcher. Okay, so they'll all grow together. I mean, oh, my God. Braves fans are making, oh, you can't do that. Not everybody. Most guys agree with us. But, I mean, there's always these fans who are so scared. Oh, no. Yeah. And if he gets hurt, oh.
Well, that's the one that bothers
then,
me.
Then don't get out of your house in the morning. You might trip and break your leg.
Yeah, that's the one that bothers me. Dukes, we've had issues with depth. Everybody does.
Yeah, and we got a guy. And they got, what's his face down there? They got
Hensley.
But there's the other, the backup, the 300. He's actually not hitting too bad. McCann, they've got another one, so they got some depth. And guys, I'm not saying cut your nose off, as in Murphy, to spite your face. If by the end of July at the trade deadline, Carl, you could move him for something that really improves your ball club and pair some salary, that's a smart move to me.
It's the only move for me. 404-726-0929. And it's not about subtracting. It's addition, you know, subtraction by addition. I mean, like I just feel like this is the right move. Either way, that's Alex Anthopoulos saying they're going to try to get him more at bats, but the lefty-righty thing will play. One other thing from Alex. How soon are we going to see Acuña for life? When is Ronald Acuña coming back?
If he's down, he's playing tonight. He's played six innings, two nights in a row in the field, and he DH'd the following. So we'll get him to at least seven innings, maybe more, but at least seven tonight. I don't know. Let's say he plays seven innings, steals three bases, makes unbelievable diving plays in the outfield, and he comes in and he just says, I'm ready. I got to play. I'm ready to go. We'll have a conversation. I don't think that's going to happen.
A conversation? Mm-hmm. If he does that tonight, he better be here tomorrow. But
again, this gets back
a
to
a conversation.
But here's the thing. Is he the guy you really do have to handle like a Fabergé egg because of all the injuries and because of all the things? Now, these are both knees he's had issues with. They are going to slow roll this. I'm going to shoot for that end of May, first series with the Sox at home. But I'm with you. If you look the part and he's ready to rock, I've never understood why they've got to, if you have a deadline you stick to. No, if he looks like he's ready, just bring him up. Let's go.
I think his bat is ready. I don't know if the in-the-field thing is. And I say that just about timing and, as we said, getting jumps on balls. Guys, that outfield thing ain't nothing to play with. I mean, it looks easy, but when a ball is hit and you got to track it and you immediately take a wrong step, you're done. And that's why these guys practice this all the time. And to Mike's point, that's the thing I'm more concerned about. It's not getting a hit and running down the baseline. Mm. It's that ball's hit and he's on the run. And now, does he feel comfortable enough, as we've said? And that stuff's full speed. You're not jogging to most of these balls. So I hope he's back sooner than later. But right. That is Alex saying his return is imminent, guys. To Mike's point, we said this when the season started. Everybody said, when is he coming back? Mm. I said June. I think it'll be June before we see him. We're getting a Memorial Day weekend. It's June. So either way, Braves tonight taking on the Nats. Again, Spencer Strider on the hill. He's taking on Mitchell Parker, by the way. Parker's not been good. Past four starts, he's been terrible, to be honest with you. 9.68 ERA. Mike, we should rake against this dude. Strider should get a bunch of strikeouts. We should do business tonight.
Yeah, let me see Drake out there.
You and me both. Hey, man, coming up, NFL owners are meeting.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall for some of this stuff? Just to hear, like, you know, who's trying to convince who? We're going to keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon. We are expecting some things to come down. But when we come back, House versus the NCAA settlement. And now college football is hiring a CEO. We got to talk about this. It's Dukes and Bell.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.